It's welcome news that the Minister has confirmed the meeting for next Wednesday. But what we need now is not tea and sympathy. The Minister is fully aware of the vital role that both organisations play in North and South Donegal for so many families who would be lost without them. He knows that. But what's happened is that the HSE in Donegal have taken up the slack for a government commitment. The HSE in Donegal have provided €36,000. I'm pleased to say that will continue next year in 2020. But what we need from the Minister, both Minister for Disabilities and Minister for Health, is to put additional funding on the table and to make sure that we can sustain both organisations into the future.
And you would be hoping that the Minister comes prepared next week with such an announcement?
Well, indeed. I mean, we're talking here that two organisations for almost 20 years kept the door open, supporting hundreds and hundreds of families in North and South Donegal. Indeed, you had a situation where health services, social services, education services were referring from themselves to this voluntary organisation that was getting no funding from the state. So at least we've got the principle of funding secured. There's been €36,000 for the last 2 years, and there will be next year, but that's not nearly enough. We need much more, and they know that, and they need to do, you know, what is right and get funding allocated from national level to top up the local money from the Donegal HSE.